podcast, God's Timeline. Welcome to our prophecy podcast, where we explore events of the past, present, and future. It's time to exterminate and expose misinformation and reveal the truth. We will discuss how ancient predictions relate to current events of our day. Timothy Thompson, a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, becomes a prophecy expert after 50 years of dedication. He aims to share his incredible knowledge and wisdom, a remarkable teacher. Shouldn't we understand prophecy if it's given by God? And now, presenting your host, Timothy Thompson.
Welcome, brothers and sisters. This is Timothy Thompson, and this is the podcast for October the 11th, podcast 006. God bless you, and I hope that you enjoy it. Let the fun begin. Imagine for a moment that you're in my shoes. And you understand without a doubt what is going to happen before it happens regarding prophecy. And you also understand that most people would not believe you. You try to show them in the scriptures, but they have not studied the scriptures, and so nothing makes any sense to them at all. Now they may listen, but they soon forget. Unfortunately, most people could care less about your knowledge of prophecy because they have other things that they would rather be doing. What is important is our relationship with God. We should put God first in our life if we are to be hopeful for a better future. Now, perhaps you can understand where I'm coming from, and perhaps not. Now, Satan has done his homework very well, and has so well that most Christians can't even see what is about to take place before it happened, even though it's in the scriptures. First, I wanted to understand the events that would take place. I wanted to find out about the rapture, which I call the first resurrection. I wanted to understand if the saints would be taken off the earth before the mark of the beast system, or would they be left behind to go through it? I would just like to take a moment here to clarify, and actually in Revelation chapter 20, verse 5, we can learn a little bit about how I always say that the rapture really doesn't exist. It's like Satan's version of what I call the first resurrection. Now, the first resurrection, we are talking the rapture. We're talking about how the saints are caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Revelation 20, verse 5, it reads, "But the rest of the dead lived not until the 1,000 years were finished." This is the first resurrection. Verse 4, which it says, "And I saw the thrones and they that sat upon them. The judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Christ and the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon the foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Glory be to God for that. Because those who accept Jesus Christ, those who were beheaded, and those who are part of the first resurrection, the saints get caught up during about 2033, and it's called the first resurrection. It's for the saints. It's for those who have kept the commandments. It's for those who pray every day, those who really love the Lord and live it. They keep the commandments. They're not perfect, but they really strive. They live it in their daily life. There is nothing more important than the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? So in verse 6 we read, "Blessed and holy is he had part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. The second death would be at the end of the millennium and after the little season, when there's a new heaven and a new earth. It would be those who are cast into hell for all time and eternity. That would be the second death. So one dies in the physical, but if you're not a believer, you get to die a second time and then be cast into hell for all time eternity. You don't want that. And verse 7, it says, "And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of prison." And verse 8 and 9, it goes on to tell you that sometime after the millennium and probably a little after the little season, which is also a 1,000-year period, Satan will be loosed. Gog and Magog, they will go up against Jesus and the saints to make war, to have what they think is going to be victory, but it's not going to be how it turns out. So we read in verse 9, and they went up to the and brid of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil, this is verse 10, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Anyone who understands me would understand that I gather information from the scriptures to find out the truth. And I continue to pray about it. But for the longest time, I wasn't sure what the answer was. Now, it seems like people always have their own opinion. It took me a long time, but I have gained this knowledge. The best way to know the answer to the question is to study the course I have offered on the seven seals. The answer is there. Now, the Bible has things that are not for everyone to understand unless you can take time to study. And even then, you won't be able to know unless you have a relationship with Christ. It was made that way. However, I am about to prove to you that I understand certain things that you must see for yourself. It's just amazing. You will not find this in any article in today's world, if ever. The first thing we must do is to interpret the truth out of the scriptures. Now, it helps us to study and pray before we research anything that requires an understanding and knowledge, so that the Spirit may guide us. About to learn the following. You will learn that the United States is in the Bible. You will also learn who the two kings of Media and Persia are. You will learn what the countries that represent Media and Persia are today. You will learn when these things will take place. You will learn that Iran, which is Media and Persia, will start a war according to the scriptures. According to the scriptures, you will also learn that the United States is going to go to war with Iran, and very soon. You will learn that the United States will be divided into four territories, never to be the same as we now know it, and that this will happen when we go to war with Iran. Many years ago, I shared this stuff at work with one individual. However, I never had a chance. He told me that I was dead wrong. Many feel that certain books have already happened in the Bible, books like Daniel and the book of Revelation. And this is because most have not studied it, and they do believe what other people say and what the churches teach. In their mind, if they don't understand what a big church says, it is true, it must be. In their mind, if they don't understand and a big church says it's true, it must be. They believe the church would not deceive them. God has warned us that there would be many deceivers in the last days. I prefer to ask God, and then I pray about it, and I see the truth by studying the scriptures. So I will show you the truth for the first time in this very challenging article. It will even push my knowledge to the very edge. I understand it. I see it in my mind, and I want you to see it for yourself as well. Shall we begin? Now, before we read the book of Daniel chapter 8, we need to understand some key points. If we read Daniel 8 verse 19, we learn that this chapter speaks of our day. We read, "And he said, Behold, I will make thee know what shall be the last end of the indignation. For the time appointed, the end shall be." There we go. The end shall be at the appointed time. If you don't believe we are living in the end times, you will need to continue your studies because this is only one conclusion, without a doubt, that we are. Many believe that prophecies of Daniel have already happened, which could be considered half-truth. Some of Daniel's prophecies have already happened, and some are happening right now, and some are yet to happen, but they will happen in the coming years. But to say that they have already happened completely is a lie from the deceivers. Another verse tells us that Daniel saw our day. Now in the book of Daniel, chapter 2, verse 28, we read, "But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets, and maketh known to the king what shall be in the latter days. Thy dream and thy visions of thy head upon thy head are these." Okay, I'll stop there. Do feel free to continue reading and studying. That was Daniel chapter 2, verse 28. Remember, I pointed out that the book of Daniel is about our day, but part of it is about his time and the future kingdoms from their perspective. Now we need to understand what the ram represents. So we read Daniel chapter 8, verse 20. "The ram which thou saw as having two horns are the kings of Media and Persia." Now we have to learn that the ram is in the book of Daniel, and it's talking about the kings of Media and Persia. We should not overlook this knowledge, because now we can understand what countries are involved in the latter days, our day. Now we need to ask, what country is Media and what country is Persia? We need to know this if we are to understand what is about to take place. For that, we have to go outside of the Bible for a great understanding. If you're a history buff, then you will find this very interesting. Now, I have learned that there will be a total of 8 kings in Persia leading up to Christ's second coming, and Persia is now on the 4th of those 8 kings. Did you catch that? That Iran was Persia until 1935? How do I know this? In 1935, the Iranian government requested that those countries with diplomatic relationships to be called Persia changed to Iran, which is the name of the country in Persian. This suggestion for the change, he said, it has to do from the Iranian ambassador to Germany, who came under the influence of the Nazis. Now you need to understand that in 1935, Persia changed its name to Iran. So Reza Shah Pahlavi became the first king in Iran. So, now ask yourself, how many kings have there been in Iran since 1935, when Persia changed their name to Iran? It may not seem important to you, but it is in the book of Daniel and God, for it was revealed to Daniel by an angel. Without this knowledge, you have no understanding of what is about to take place shortly. Now, the first king in Iran ruled from 1935 to 1941, and his name was Reza Shah Pahlavi. The second king ruled from 1941 to 1979, son of Reza Shah Pahlavi, which was Mohammad Reza Pahlavi. And the third king ruled from 1979 to 1989, Ayatollah Khomeini, and he ruled until his death in 1989. The fourth and the current king in Iran today is Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khomeini, still ruling as of 2024. Ayatollah Khomeini started his reign in 1989 and is still the current king today in 2024. Well, we know that is about to change. That means that the Iran is currently on the fourth of those 8 kings that lead up to the second coming of Jesus Christ. So the question is, how do I know that we are in the fourth of those 8 kings in Iran today? There are 3 reasons I understand this. We just went over one. It is amazing how detailed the Bible is. In 1935, Persia changed its name to Iran, and since then, we've had 4 kings in Iran. It is amazing how detailed prophecy is once you understand it. This is very exciting. We get in really deep right now. But the second reason that verifies this is an article that came out September 9th, 2009, which says, Great Prophet 4. How about that for some amazing stuff? I'm telling you that we are on the fourth of the eight kings that lead up to the second coming of Jesus Christ. And there was an article, and it says, Great Prophet 4. Now, if you've listened to some of my other podcasts, a lot of this information I've already shared with you. But now I'm going to take it a step further, because I'm reading from an article that actually gives you a lot more complete detail. Because the third reason is in Daniel's chapter 11, verse 2 and 3. And now Daniel sees the successive kings and their wars and leagues and conflicts that lead up to the second coming of Jesus Christ. Now in Daniel 11, verse 2, we read, And now I will show thee the truth. Behold, there shall stand up yet three kings in Persia, and the fourth shall be far richer than they all. And by his strength, through his riches, he shall stir up against the realm of Grecia. Now there's a lot in this scripture, but let me tell you, we know that Grecia is the United States of America. It's in the West. And also because you know that the United States, we have the Statue of Liberty, and that's a Grecia symbol there. So Daniel saw our day. And it says in verse 3, And a mighty king shall stand up, and shall rule with great dominion, and do according to his will. Now, study those scriptures, and I will repeat it. It says, And a mighty king shall stand up, and shall rule with a great dominion, and do according to his will. We're talking about the fourth king, right? And it's pretty amazing, because when you read Daniel's chapter 8, verse 4, you know that Grecia, that Iran and Turkey are going to start a war and push to the north, south, and west. Now we're reading Daniel's chapter 11, verse 2 and 3. And, you know, we see, and I'll read it again. We see, you know, you put that together that they're going to start a war, Turkey and Iran, and push to the north, south, and west. We read verse 2 and 3 in chapter 11 again. Listen, okay? And now, I will show thee the truth. Behold, there shall stand up yet three kings in Persia, and the fourth shall be far richer than they all. Okay? And by his strength, through his riches, he shall stir up against the realm of Grecia. So how is Khomeini, the fourth king that is living in Iran today in 2024, richer than them all? That, you know, we know because we're living it. It's oil, 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 oil. And a mighty king shall stand up. This is verse 3. And a mighty king shall stand up and shall rule with great dominion and do according to his will. So we continue. Now Persia is now Iran. We learned that the fourth Ali Khomeini of Iran shall be far richer. The main reason that the fourth king is wealthy is oil, oil, and more oil. So that now that we understand the fourth king in Ayatollah Sayyid Khomeini of Iran, verse 2 above tells us what he will do. Now the question is, who is Grecia? First we have learned that the ram is the king of Media and Persia. Turkey is a part of Media. Persia is Iran. Now, in our past podcast, we learned that the Media area covers Turkey in the north, and it covers Persia, and then we know that Persia is Iran today. Here is where things become very interesting, as we just had another prophecy fulfilled a couple years ago. Muslim scholars worldwide declare Erdogan to be the supreme leader for the entire Muslim world. Now, it's important that you listen closely to the remainder of this podcast, because I'm going to really read to you out of an article. I'm going to continue to read, but this is going to be putting together and helping you to understand things. But so put on your thinking cap. So here we go. Now the book of Daniel, chapter 8, verse 20. The ram which thou saw as having two horns are the kings of Media and Persia. Verse 21. And the rough gold is the king of Grecia, and the great horn between his eyes is the first king. And verse 5. And as I was considering, behold, a he-goat came from the west of the face of the whole earth, and touched not the ground, and the goat had a noticeable horn between his eyes. Okay, today Iran is now on the fourth of those eight kings leading up to the second coming of Jesus Christ. Remember, we're talking about the kings in Iran, which used to be Persia. Now you might be wondering how I know that the eight kings are leading up to the second coming of Jesus Christ. And I am thrilled you asked. Did you know that John and Daniel saw the same eight kings leading up to Christ's second coming? You can understand this by reading Revelation chapter 17, verses 10 and 11. Verse 10 reads, "And there are seven kings, five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space." And verse 11 we read, "And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth, and is of the seventh, and goeth into perdition." And Daniel's chapter 11, the top heading reads, "Daniel sees the successive kings and their wars, leagues, and conflicts that lead up to the second coming of Jesus Christ." In Daniel's chapter 11, verse 2, 3, and 4, we read, "And now I will show ye the truth. Behold, there shall stand up yet three kings in Persia, and the fourth shall be far richer than they all. And by his strength, through his riches, he shall stir up against the realm of Grecia." We know Grecia is the United States. Verse 3, "And a mighty king shall stand up, that shall rule with a great dominion, and do according to his will." Verse 4, "And when he shall stand up, his kingdom shall be broken, and it shall be divided toward the four winds of heaven, and not to his prosperity, nor according to his dominion, which he ruled. For his kingdom shall be plucked up, even the others beside those." Now I will read the top heading from Daniel's chapter 8. Daniel sees in a vision, ram, Media and Persia, a goat, Greece, the four other kings, and then the last days, a fierce king will destroy the holy people. The kings will be broken up when he stands up against the prince of princesses. Daniel gives us a clue. In verse 20, we read, "The ram which I saw as having two horns are the kings of Media and Persia." So you need to understand that today, Persia is Iran, and the Media area covers Turkey. So the Media is a territory, and it covers Turkey in the north, and in the south, it covers Persia. The two horns are the kings of Iran and Turkey. Now, if I repeat myself, I understand that this is a very difficult topic, but it will be a huge step in the relationship with Jesus Christ once you understand it. So who are the current kings of Iran represented by the meaning, "the ram which I saw is having two horns"? The two current horns Daniel is speaking of, and he saw about 2,600 years ago in a vision, are the fourth king, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the spiritual leader of Iran. And the second horn is the Turkish president, Erdogan. So when you come across the word ram in Daniel, your mind should be on Iran and Turkey. And take note that the two horns represents the king of Iran and the leader of Turkey. But also remember that Recep Erdogan of Turkey controls the entire Muslim world, Media. And this is what I call prophecy in action. Now, and Daniel gives us another clue in verse 21. "And the rough goat is the king of Grecia, and the great horn between his eyes is the first king." So are you following along okay? If not, please listen to the podcast. Go back to the first podcast and work your way up to this podcast. Now we'll read what is about to take place in a few months, starting with Daniel's chapter 8, verse 4. The horn in the scriptures represents a leader, a king. In this case, it represents Trump in verse 5. Now verse 4 reads, I saw the ram. Remember, ram means Medea in Persia, representing the king of Iran and the leader of Turkey, Iran and Turkey. Okay, I saw Iran pushing westward and northward and southward so that no beast might stand before him. Neither was there that any could deliver out of his hand, but he did according to his will and became great. Now in verse 5 we read, and as I was considering, behold, a he-goat. Now the he-goat represents Donald Trump, so it represents the United States. Donald Trump came from the west on the face of the whole earth and touched not the ground, and the goat had a noticeable horn between his eyes. Well, we definitely know that Donald Trump for years, and he ran for president, was a president for 4 years. We know that the Democrats and have caused him a lot of problems. We have the elite, the people of this world, the evil of this world, doing everything they can to stop Donald Trump because they know that Donald Trump wants freedom. We have the Antichrist that's trying to stop that. So once they pull down the United States, they control. The Antichrist has the ability to control the world. And we can read about the end of days in the book of Revelation. But there again, verse 5 reads, and as I was considering, behold, a he-goat, United States, Donald Trump, came from the west on the face of the whole earth and touched not the ground. Touched not the ground. That's a war. It's a war fought in the sky. And the goat had a noticeable horn. Horn means a leader. And the goat had a noticeable horn between his eyes. We learned that this rough goat is the king of Grecia, Donald Trump. The horn is between his eyes is the first king. Daniel saw our day, and it isn't over yet. Watch out as history is unfolding right before our eyes. Now, verse Daniel's chapter 8, verse 4. The goat, he-goat, equals Grisha, the United States. The horn equals king, equals Trump. So basically, when you read about a horn, whether it's Grisha, the king of Grisha, or the king of Iran, a horn always means a king or a president. Things are about to heat up, and as time goes on, things will become clearer and easier to understand for those who are studying. So let me prove that the United States of America is Grisha, which is also the he-goat represented in verse 5, and the verses in Daniel. So, what proof do I have that Grisha, he-goat, represents the United States of America, which is Trump? Now, besides the obvious, which is the location, it says, came from the west on the face of the whole earth. So the United States of America is in the west. Read Daniel 11, verses 2 and 3. And now I will show you the truth. Behold, there shall stand up yet three kings in Persia, and the fourth shall be far richer than they all. And by the strength through his riches, he shall stir up against the realm of Grisha. And a mighty king shall stand up, and he shall rule with great dominion and do according to his will. That is another major clue that the United States is Grisha. According to the scriptures, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei of Iran, who is the fourth king, will stir up against Grisha, which is in the west. With current events, we know that Ayatollah Khamenei is stirring up against the United States, which again is in the west. Let's read a couple more scriptures since we are in chapter 11 of Daniel. In Daniel's chapter 11, verse 3, we read, and a mighty king shall stand up, and shall rule with great dominion, and do according to his will. In Daniel 11, verse 4, we read, "And when he shall stand up, his kingdom shall be broken, and it shall be divided toward the four winds of heaven, not to his prosperity, nor according to his dominion, which he shall be ruled, for his kingdom shall be plucked up, even in others beside those." Now through verse 2 and 4, Iran, Ali Khamenei, and Media Turkey, the leader of the Muslim world, Aragon, will push to the west, north, and south, as mentioned in Daniels 3 through 5, chapter 8. In Daniels 8, verse 3, "Then I lifted up my eyes and saw, and behold, there stood before the river a ram which had two horns, and their two horns were high, but one was higher than the other, and the higher came up last." In Daniels chapter 8, verse 4, "And I saw the ram pushing westward, northward, southward, so that no beast might stand before him, neither shall there any be delivered out of his hand, but he did according to his will and became great." That is telling us that Iran and Turkey are going to push to the north, south, and west, and they're going to start a war. And we learned that the ram is the Persia and Media area. We know that Persia today is Iran, and that Media covers the territory, that it covers Turkey in the north, and it covers Iran as well. Okay, so in Daniel's chapter 8, verse 5, we read, "And as I was considering, behold, a he-goat came from the west on the face of the whole earth, and touched not the ground, and the goat had a noticeable horn between his eyes." Let us get back on track. The third reason we understand that Grecia is the United States is, well, let's face it, if you had a vision or a dream like Daniel had, how would you describe the land that would come about in the last days and that you wouldn't know existed until you had the vision? So how would you describe the land if you did not know it existed before your vision or dream? You see, it makes perfect sense that you would give the location. Now, according to Lowe Taylor, who wrote the book, The Prophetic Playbook Story, there is one powerful reason that Daniel called the United States Grecia. It's believed that the Statue of Liberty is why Daniel called the United States Grecia. If we dig a little deeper, you will find it makes a lot of sense. Many claim that France gave us the Statue of Liberty as a gift. And I have heard other stories about how we paid some of the bills, and frankly, I don't care. I care about finding the truth about why Daniel called us Grecia. And frankly, it makes more sense once you dig deep into the facts and do the research. So let us dig a little deeper and see where this takes us. We learned that the Statue of Liberty, Greek, is a bronze statue erected by a harbor of Millennium in the island of Lesbos in Greece. Greek sculpture is designed by a local painter in the Germany in 1922 who erected dedicated it in 1930. Beginning the work in 992 BC, it took Charles and Limbles, the designers, nearly 12 years to complete the 110-foot statue, which was then erected on a 50-foot pedestal. So it's easy to see why Daniel would describe the United States as Grecia. We can see this and see the Statue of Liberty, which is during the day represented and believed to be dedicated to the Greek god of sun. With all the evidence, it is so clear that Grecia is the United States, and Daniel did see our day. And I'm not even mentioning that the United States has all this military power, and it fits like a glove. It makes perfect sense. Now, considering modern-day prophecies that are unfolding, and it fits like a glove, we understand things now that even just 5 years ago would have been very difficult. In chapter 8, verses 6 and 7, we read, "He came to the ram," this is Iran and Turkey, "that had two horns, Ali Khamenei, and the government is Turkey. the Turkish President Erdogan, which I had seen standing before him, the river, and ran into him the fury of his power. Now verse 7, and I saw him come close unto the ram, and he was moved with choler against him, and smote the ram, and broke the two horns, and there was no power in the ram to stand before him. But he cast him down to the ground, and stamped upon him, and there was none that could deliver the ram out of his hand. Now, notice in verse 7, where it says, and breaks his two horns. This means the fourth king, Ayatollah Seyyed Ali Khamenei, and the Turkish president, Recep Erdogan, is killed in the battle, or at the very least, taken out. Chapter 8, verse 8. Therefore, he-goat. We learn that the he-goat is Donald Trump of the United States. And he waxed very great. And when he was strong, the great horn was broken. And for it came up four noticeable ones toward the four winds of heaven. We understand that that means that the United States is going to be divided up into four territories. Verse 8 is not good news. The United States waxed a very great victory over Iran and Turkey. But while the war in Iran is going on, the USA horn is broken. We know that a horn is broken. Horn is a leader. In this case, it will be Trump. To the best of my knowledge, that's how I see it playing out. Okay, the horn is broken during the war with Iran and Turkey. So we read, the great horn was broken, and for it came up four noticeable ones toward the four winds of heaven. So it looks like the United States will be divided into four territories. It will be the end of the United States as we now know it. Now, what makes this information so high strung is the fact that the scriptures say that the fourth king, which is the current king of Iran, Ayatollah Khamenei, and Turkish leader Erdogan, will die when Grisha, the United States, attacks Iran and Turkey. Or at the very least, they are taken out of power. But it looks like they will be killed because then Iran will have the fifth king. And you'll notice that in the scriptures, it talks about the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. Though this is how the Middle East will be divided in according to the Bible. This information is so urgent that Ayatollah Seyyed Ali Khamenei has cancer. And in 2015, he was given 2 years to live. As I write this article in the middle of 2018, he is still living. But what makes things interesting is the so-called terminal cancer is now okay, and he had a full recovery. What fascinates me is that in the scriptures said that certain leaders would live long lives to play out their roles and prophecies. Could it be that we are witnessing this now? That would be awesome. That's really great. That would only mean that two things are heating up, and we are ready to explode in the Middle East. Where in this case, prophecy is happening now, and Iran and Turkey begin to make their move. Now, according to the Bible, he dies from an attack and is taken out of power. So the Bible does not lie. What this means is that Iran is planning to push to the north, south, and west, and the United States will fight back. But not until Iran and Turkey make their move and have that victory. Then the United States will go to war. Then there would be wars between the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. Because once Iran and Turkey have their war, and the United States goes to war with Iran and Turkey and kills the leaders, then the North Kingdom and the South Kingdom, you can read about that in Daniel. The North Kingdom and the South Kingdom will continue to have wars between one another until the second coming of Jesus Christ. And then, of course, there's a lot that happens in between the wars. Now, once the war is over, there will be the Northern Kingdom and the South Kingdom, as I stated. Now, once the war is over, there will be the Northern Kingdom and the Southern Kingdom, as I stated. It is the North Kingdom that has the eight kings that lead up to the second coming. There will be several wars between the Northern and Southern Kingdoms, and that will go over time. And it will lead up to the second coming. In the book of Daniel, chapter 8, Daniel sees in a vision Aram and Media and Persia, a goat Greece, and four kings, and then the last kings, a fierce king, will destroy the holy people. The kings will be broken up, and he stands up against the prince of princesses. When it says, this king will be broken when he stands up against the prince of princes, it suddenly jumps into the future many years ahead, but still only a few years away. The book of Daniel, chapter 8. In the third year of the reign of King Belshazzar, a vision appeared unto me, even unto me, Daniel, and after that which appeared unto me first. And verse 2, and I saw in a vision, and it came to pass, when I saw, and I was in Shunah in the palace, which is the province of Elam, and I saw in a vision, and it was in the river of Elah. And verse 3, then I lifted up my eyes and saw, and beheld there stood before the river a ram, which had two horns, and the two horns were high, but one was higher than the other, and the higher came up last. I saw the ram pushing westward, and northward, and southward, so that no beast might stand before him, neither was there that any that could deliver out of his hand, but he did according to his will, and became great. Number 5, and as I was considering, behold, a he-goat came from the west on the whole face of the earth, and touched not the ground, and the goat had a noticeable horn between his eyes. Verse 6, and he came to the ram, which had two horns, which I had seen standing before the river, and ran to him the fury of his power. Verse 7, and I saw him come close unto the ram, and he was moved with choler against him, and smote the ram, and broke the two horns, and there was no power in the ram that stand before him. But he cast him down to the ground, and stamped upon him, and there was none that could deliver the ram out of his hand. And we continue to read, and we read verse 8. Therefore, the he-goat waxed very great, and when he was strong, the great horn was broken, and for it came up four noticeable horns toward the four winds of heaven. And verse 9, and out of one of them came forth a little horn, which waxed exceedingly great, toward the south, toward the east, and toward the pleasant land. Everything that I just covered and I just read was in Daniel's chapter 8, all the way to verse 9, 1 through 9. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, if you understood that, then you've been studying. You've been reading and listening to all my podcasts started in September the 6th, and God bless you for that. If you don't understand it, and I know it's a lot to take in, by all means, please listen to the podcast again, but this time, read the scriptures, study it, listen to what I have to say, write it down, write exactly what the he-goat is. We know that the he-goat represents Donald Trump and the United States of America. We understand that a horn is a leader. So we can continue if you want, but this is already a very long podcast. But remember, verse 19, it says, and he said, and behold, I will make thee know what shall be in the last end of the nation, for the time appointed the end shall be. So that proves that chapter 8 and 11 and 7 is about our day. And verse 20, we read, the ram which I saw is having two horns are the kings of Media and Persia. We understand that in 1935, Persia changed their name to Iran, and that Media is a territory that covers Turkey in the north, and it covers Persia, which today is Iran. And in verse 21, and the rough goat is the king of Grecia. We have learned through studying this podcast that Grecia is the United States of America. Absolutely, no doubt. We covered how the Statue of Liberty has to do with Greece, and that we are from the West, and that Iran and Persia will make war with the people of the West. We are the West. Who are they? Who is Iran and Persia making a war with? It's the United States. Everything is plus plus. It's a check, check, check. Please listen to the podcast if you have any doubt. Study it. God bless you. This has been a podcast, a GTL.news podcast for October the 11th. God bless you, brothers and sisters, and have a great day.